I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Thursday evening, May 11th, 2017. A woman from Grand Rapids is facing drug charges in Mecosta County. According to court documents, 32-year-old Natasha Marie Smith has been arraigned on one count of delivery of hydrocodone, possession of cocaine, and possession of diazepam. Police say Smith was arrested after an incident earlier this month in Green Township. Due to a prior drug conviction, Smith faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted. Over 20,000 pounds of unused prescription drugs are out of people's medicine cabinets and off the streets following the recent Prescription Drug Take-Back Day put on by the DEA. Spokesperson Rich Isaacson.
We're in the midst of an opiate epidemic here across the country, and Michigan is no exception. When people are anonymously surveyed, the people that misuse prescription drugs and opiate painkillers in particular, they'll tell us that the most common way that they get their hands on prescription drugs that they misuse are from their own friends and families.
The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says the number of drug overdose deaths in Michigan rose by 14% in 2014 and continues to climb. Community leaders are coming together to find solutions to the opioid epidemic. The second annual Opioid Abuse and Heroin Overdose Solutions Summit is being held today, and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly will present the direction the state is taking on the initiative. The fact that tickets for the summit are sold out indicates the magnitude of the problem in Michigan. The Mecosta County Broadband Committee is looking for public input on internet access. An online survey is being conducted to address current and future broadband needs in the county with an eye toward becoming Broadband 2.0 certified. The survey can be found at connectmycommunity.org/Mecosta County. Fresh fruits and vegetables will once again be available in downtown Big Rapids. Steve Gove has more.
The Big Rapids Farmers Market starts Friday, which marks its 10th year of operation in the city. New Recreation Director Bryn Cheesebrough is excited to take over the program. She says the market benefits the community as a whole, especially low-income residents.
We actually offer four different food assistance programs. So there's WIC, which is the same as basically a bridge card. And then we have a program called Double Up Food Bucks that's run through a grant. So if you have a bridge card and you want to swipe that bridge card for $10 at the market, Double Up Food Bucks actually will match that. So you're swiping $10, but you're actually getting $20.
The farmers market is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Fridays and from noon until 5 p.m. on Tuesdays through the end of October in the parking lot south of City Hall. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
Governor Rick Snyder wants to allow private insurance companies to manage $2.5 billion in Medicaid funds earmarked for mental health. A rally was held in Lansing on Wednesday opposing the move. Leo Rohn, who serves on several mental health advisory boards, says private companies will limit levels and who qualifies for medications that patients need to live and function. And, in many cases, he says, those medications will be taken away from them. Snyder says private insurance companies could help cut management costs. What's the best way to address Michigan's economic and talent gap? By many accounts, industries are fighting for qualified workers.
If you talk to healthcare leaders or automotive leaders or technology leaders or even kind of in the social services, everyone feels like they're in a war for talent.
That's Sandy Barua, president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Economic activity is among the topics being addressed at this month's Mackinac Policy Conference. FBI agents are unhappy about the firing of Director James Comey. That's the word from former federal prosecutor Barbara McQuaid, who says Comey was revered within the FBI. She says his firing raises concerns about the future independence of the FBI. McQuaid said she never doubted Comey's motives, integrity, or independence. It's called the Champions for Change Gala, coming up this weekend. The goal is to raise money for the Chad Tough Foundation, named for the late grandson of former University of Michigan football coach Lloyd Carr, who died from an inoperable brain tumor. His mother, Tammy Carr, says more research and money is needed.
You know, I think in general, 4% of research dollars go to kids. That's it, federal research money. When you give to the American Cancer Society, it's about one penny of your dollar goes to support pediatric research. So I don't think that's something that people realize.
The event will be hosted by U of M head football coach Jim Harbaugh and his wife Sarah. The price U.S. drivers are expected to pay for gasoline this summer is being revised down as recent crude oil price declines and rising motor fuel supplies are cutting into pump prices. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects this summer's pump price will average $2.39 a gallon. That's 16 cents higher than last summer, but 7 cents less than previously forecast. Gasoline prices are lower as U.S. gasoline inventories are up, increasing 900,000 barrels in April. That compares to the average 4.4 million barrel drop in gasoline stocks seen during April over the last 5 years. That's the news for Thursday evening, May 11th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.